This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Edition for a very informative surprise guest in studio today. I'm just going to leave it at that until the next segment. We have a big shakeup at the Trump campaign with the head of Breitbart being brought in to head things up. A really good move. Mr. Bannon is there. And Hillary, House Republicans pursued perjury charges against Hillary. This is her Nixonian moment. But first, an extremely powerful Paul Revere report from John Bowne.
Yet another American community is descended on by violent ignorance masquerading as a civil rights protest after a black career criminal was taken out by a black police officer after dangerously brandishing a stolen firearm. So where are the leaders of the supposed righteous anger boiling over in Milwaukee? Typically, President Barack Obama fiddled on the golf course while Rome burned. Obama's deputy press secretary, Jen Friedman, provided a statement that read, "The president is golfing at Farm Neck Golf Club, one of his favorite courses on Martha's Vineyard." Also today, the administration said the president had been updated on the situation in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, Obama protege and Soros insulated leader of Black Lives Matter, DeRay McKesson, tweeted, "I denounce the state violence that led to any protests in the first place." Is this statement a result of McKesson's shallow incomprehension in the face of total anarchy based on the real facts? Or is there another hand at play here, directing Obama's incompetence and McKesson's callowness? It should come as no surprise that Black Lives Matter leader DeRay McKesson lives in a home owned by philanthropists James and Robin Wood in Baltimore, Maryland. The American Mirror reports it's the same address he used when declaring his residency on his campaign committee registration form for his failed mayoral run in the city's Democratic primary earlier this year. The Woods have owned the home since 1996 and are wealthy donors to the Baltimore chapter of George Soros' Open Society Institute. Robin is so active that she was made a board member of the far-left nonprofit back in 2008, according to the OSI's website. Anarchy organizer McKesson essentially resides in a clear example of the supposed white suburbs that the deranged mob in Milwaukee is threatening to burn down. And while the pawns of George Soros do their part to subtly fan the flames of division amongst the brainwashed citizenry of the United States, led by a wave of the Chicago chapter of the Revolutionary Communist Party, now being largely blamed for the escalation in Milwaukee, George Soros and sons continue to build a Trojan horse of jihadist migration-embedded refugees aimed squarely at nothing less than unleashing a total disintegration of Western civilization. The Daily Caller reports a leaked memo from left-wing financier George Soros's Open Society Foundations argues that Europe's refugee crisis should be accepted as a new normal, and that the refugee crisis means new opportunities for Soros's organization to influence immigration policies on a global scale. A section of the review titled "Our Work" describes how America's least transparent think tank has worked with leaders in the field to shape migration policymaking and influence regional and global processes affecting the way migration is governed and enforced. In a section titled "Our Ambitions," the authors explain, "Our premise for engaging in work related to governance was that, in addition to mitigating the negative effects of enforcement, we should also be supporting actors in the field proactively seeking to change the policies, rules, and regulations that govern migration. Anarchy at our doorstep, fueled by foreign interests, lingering hubris in the White House, and a treasonous, power-hungry menace is one step away from being the next commander-in-chief. Time to wake up, America, before you wake up homeless on the continent your fathers conquered."
You still don't get it, do you, boys? There ain't no countries anymore. No more good guys. They're running the whole show. They own everything, the whole damn planet. They can do whatever they want. What's wrong with having it good for a change? Now, they're going to let us have it good if we just help them. They're going to leave us alone. Let's make some money. You can have a little taste of that good life, too.
John Bowne for InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
A lot of good news, a lot of positive things happening. House Republicans pursue perjury charges against Hillary Clinton, and they've got the votes to move forward with it if they have the courage. This is a big, big deal. We're going to be playing several minute clips from those hearings and from those announcements coming up here in just a few minutes. We also have Obamacare in big trouble nationally as insurers tire of losing money. That's the select insurance companies and aren't the insiders, though, that wrote the bill. We also have, obviously, massive news dealing with the Trump campaign, with the chairman and head of Breitbart, Stephen Bannon, who is a patriot and who is an anti-globalist, taking over as the CEO chairman of the entire campaign. Paul Manafort, who's also been doing a great job, is going to be staying on in the position he's at right now. This is just an expansion of the campaign in Bannon's own words. And in Manafort's own words, and I talked to Roger Stone, he concurs with that and said that he was also part of the research and trying to bring the head of Breitbart, who also heads up the Institute dealing with government corruption and fighting government corruption. He's the co-founder, executive chairman of Government Accountability Institute, and the executive chairman of Breitbart News, LLC. You've noticed since he's been running Breitbart, it's gotten more hardcore, more pro-Second Amendment, not that it was ever bad, and really tells it like it is about the true nature of what's happening, that this is a globalist New World Order takeover program. I mean, we have the emails from the UN, we have the emails from the normal cast of characters like George Soros. We know what's going on, and just because the old mainstream media calls us conspiracy theorists when we cover facts doesn't mean we should then bow down to them. And that's why they're calling him a street fighter, a brawler. The media is scared of this move because Manafort's pretty hardcore, but not compared to Trump. Obviously, you get Stephen Bannon and these other folks that have joined the campaign in there. This is really creating a globalist nightmare. So we're going to be breaking that down. You've got Roger Ailes unofficially, obviously, advising on the debates and a lot more. So you notice InfoWars overall, though, has made it safe to talk about the New World Order, to talk about globalism, to talk about things that people wouldn't even discuss 5 years ago. And Donald Trump has helped widen the acceptance of reality, and so has Matt Drudge, and so have you. So this is a big victory overall, because the New World Order wants to establish this planetary government in the shadows and never have a debate about it. No, we're going to talk about the TPP. We're going to talk about open borders. We're going to talk about executive action by the president outside of law, where they just open the borders up and make us pay for everybody. We're going to discuss our government funding radical Orthodox jihadists persecuting Christians worldwide at a rate never before seen. Even the UN admits the persecution of Christians is double what it's ever been seen, and it's our government, criminal elements of it, that are directing this. We are 2 minutes to midnight, as I say every day. So all of this is coming up and more. First off, Obama, as usual, has more and more egg on his face. Stanford University and the Stanford Research Institute, that's the university officially itself, came out with a big study last week dealing with the fact that there was systemic election fraud at the highest levels across the country, stealing the nomination from Bernie Sanders. The Hill newspaper covered this yesterday. On Monday, CBS News ran the headline that there is massive fraud going on across the country, both electoral at the top and retail fraud on the bottom. The Democratic Party has put out a talking point that it does not exist. They've even had seminar callers or trained callers calling into talk radio, including the show, and repeating talking points saying, ha, 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 you're crazy, it doesn't exist. Like, ha, 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 you know, the sun doesn't come up in the morning. Ha, 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 ha. Well, next you'll say water is wet. Ha, 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 ha. And they try to laugh at you. It's not working. Now, this is from Reuters, of all places, that likes to put out fake polls, sampling 15% more Democrats than Republicans to put Hillary 15 points ahead. Even Reuters is having to admit this. U.S. offers states help to fight election hacking. I thought there wasn't any such a thing. I thought there weren't HBO documentaries that have congressional testimony where they admit it and where the chief Diebold engineers go public. And I mean, I thought this didn't exist. But, oh, Jay Johnson, he's going to come in and make sure there's no fraud. And what did Roger Stone say when he joined us on Monday about this? He said he'd be concerned about the federal election officials that are going to come in. Because remember, Obama said the feds aren't involved in elections because there's no fraud. In fact, he said, what is election fraud? Boy, has this blown up in his lying face.
Elections will not be rigged. What does that mean? The federal government doesn't run the election process. States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems and the voting booths. And if Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths. That's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't think anybody would take that seriously.
Okay, so we're talking about national election fraud in battleground states. So we didn't say we thought the Democrats were going to steal the election in Texas. We said Trump has internal polling that they do scientifically to really see what's happening, where he is at a dead heat in places like California and 7 to 12 points ahead in Florida and 5 to 10 points depending on which poll they do, and other real scientific polls show this is in the news. That, you know, he's 5 to 10 points ahead in places like Ohio. It varies. The point is, when you see the news saying Hillary's got a 10, 15, or 22-point lead, you better believe that is a load of horse pucky. But just think about that clip. The feds aren't involved in elections. Not true. They let the media, six secretive groups, announce it. Formerly Voter News Services. Now it's the Election Pool Services. And then Edison Services. I mean, every few months they're changing the name now. And that's the group that announced California for Bernie Sanders the day before in a meeting they had, according to the Associated Press. It reported on itself. The AP runs it. And then they go, oh, we're calling it for Sanders because the superdelegates are going to go for Hillary. We're calling it against Sanders. So, you have Obama saying the feds aren't involved, but now they are involved, to come in and make sure hacks don't happen. Oh, they're going to have their little computer technicians, their little specialists hooked up to our local voting machines to make sure everything's running okay. That's never happened before. When you see manipulated elections, the feds will meet in shadowy mansions with the major donors and superdelegates, and they'll try to call it for somebody else before the polls close, and then there'll be a whole election fight over it. That's how this situation has been in the past. But this is now blowing up in Obama's face because he is saying that the feds aren't involved in the election process, but now here they are saying they are going to be involved in it. And that's been our big fear, quite frankly, behind the scenes, was that if you heard that they were going to send the feds in to administer the elections and to hook into the computers, the Justice Department, the same ones that are no-billing Hillary Clinton, the same ones that are letting us be sold out to the communist Chinese, the same ones that illegally ignore the Supreme Court and the law and advertise for the illegal aliens to come here and be loaded on buses and then shipped into the United States to be signed up as Democratic Party clients. The same ones that are going after the Second Amendment, extrajudicially, extra-legislatively, outside of law. The same ones that are engaged in all these different types of criminal activities. The same Justice Department that allows hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars a year, billions in total, to flood the Clinton Foundation. And we even have the emails where they give them money and say, now get me a meeting with this person from the State Department on Z or A issue. Amazing. So now the corrupt Justice Department, legendarily corrupt, nakedly corrupt, brazenly corrupt, dripping with chutzpah, dripping with bravado, dripping with arrogance. U.S. offers states. The U.S. is the states. We are the United States. Everything's a lie now from mainstream media. Everything's a psychological warfare event. U.S. offers states help to fight election hacking. But the president says, what is election fraud? It doesn't exist. But if you're so worried about it, Texas, you're running things. Why are you saying we're going to steal it in Texas as if it's not a national election? And I'll tell you why they're panicking when we come back. Political science professor who's never been wrong in the last six major elections. Trump has an 87% chance of winning the election. We've got the video of that. Remember this, app maker, Trump will win election. USA Today, they're tracking hundreds of thousands of people, what they're really planning to do. Gateway pundit, social media partners show Trump is looking at a landslide victory. Absolutely, just off traffic in past elections, they know. That's why the Justice Department, the Injustice Department, the George Soros Department, is going to come in and hook up machines to your voting machines and make sure everything's okay.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have 4 times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio 67.
Well, Paul Manafort is no longer the overall head of the Trump campaign. It is now Stephen Bannon. And that guy is even more vicious than Trump when it comes to going up against the New World Order. Now, this is really, I think, good news overall. And again, it's just an expansion of the campaign because Trump, in the last 83 days, 82 days now, until the election, is putting brass knuckles on. He took the gloves off about a month ago. Brass knuckles are now going on. And you're going to see spectacular events He is going to savage the living daylights out of Hillary Clinton during the debates. In fact, I think she'll probably have a seizure. I'm serious, right there on the spot. She can't even handle someone questioning her. She's so psychotic. You question her, she blows up. She can't handle anything. And by the way, I've been covering the Clintons for 21 years. I've probably interviewed more Clinton insiders than anybody. And I mean, I'm telling you, we're not putting hype out there against Hillary. She is bad news. Political science professor. Trump has an 87% chance of winning the election. He has never been wrong about one of these elections. He's also applied the algorithm back to elections earlier in the last century and found it's very, very accurate. Political science professor Helmut Northpol, whose election model has accurately predicted the outcome of the popular vote five times in a row, asserts that Donald Trump has an 87% chance of winning. He, by the way, he's nonpartisan, the presidency. Appearing on Fox Business with Lou Dobbs. You think this should be on Fox, CNN, but no, they don't want you to know this. Norpeth said the forecast confounded the poll numbers. Let's go ahead and play that interview or a clip from that interview. The story is on Infowars.com. We need to get it out to everyone you know. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. It's got other polls and other numbers showing why we think Trump is going to win. USA Today, app maker, Trump will win election. That's what the real numbers. Polls are so old-fashioned, folks. Who's got landlines? Everybody knows this. They target certain demographics, certain phone numbers, where they know the response they're going to get on average. It's staged. There's real internal polling that's very accurate. But then there's the baloney polls that create the perception Trump's losing. And it's having an effect to a certain extent. It's gotten weak-minded people to buy into it. But let's get to that clip.
Joining me now, Helmut Norpoth, political science professor at Stony Brook University in New York. Professor, good to have you back with us. I just want to tell everybody, back in March, the professor projected, his model projected, an 87% chance that Donald Trump would win the election. We've come a ways since then. What does your model suggest now?
The same thing.
Still 87% chance of winning?
Yes.
Despite all of the naysayers and the negative noise that we see in the national media, unrelenting attacks on Donald Trump from every quarter, still 87%.
Well, that's what the model says, and I know that right. If you look at polls right now, that's not what polls are saying. Mm-hmm. And but polls are about what how people feel today.
Yeah,
and the election is not in front of the
people. People are asking themselves right now, just how accurate is Professor Norpoth's model? How accurate has it been in elections over time?
Well, I started this in 1996, did the first forecast in that year. Then I've done it for the last five presidential election years. Mm-hmm. And the model has predicted the winner of the popular vote correctly each time.
Each time. I mean, that's extraordinary. And of course, with the exception of 2000, I don't know how you judge that. Some people say that he, how do you evaluate that one year?
Well, it's a tricky one. But
it was for all of us.
Well, that's why I said predicted the popular vote. So the model predicts the popular vote in that election year. It does not predict that George Bush would end up being president.
I think it's pretty likely this year, based on the way things are set up, with the advantage really to the Democrats electorally, that the winner of the popular vote will likely be the winner. So you still, you're still confident in your poll.
Well, it takes a very close election for this to happen, that there's a mismatch. So something like 50-50.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of folks wonder why some of these videos we grab off YouTube are shot off of television. That's because it beats the bots. There's these bots out there claiming, copyright on stuff, and that's how folks do that, is they'll shoot video right off a computer screen, and that beats the bots. You know how we beat the bots? It's fair use. We're showing a small clip, giving attribution, and then giving our political analysis and cultural analysis of it. And I've researched this poll going back several elections. This guy just gets more and more accurate each time he is proven correct. And that's what the social media mass numbers are showing. That's what all the real app numbers are showing, where they've got real back-end stuff on what people are really clicking, what they're really doing, real decisions they're making. That's how Amazon can predict what you're going to order days before you order it. Remember that? So, see, they know Trump's really ahead. That's why they're panicking so much and getting ready to try to steal it.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, this story went up yesterday on Infowars.com. And to their credit, Drudge had a link, I think, to a Breitbart story on the same topic, and WorldNet Daily covered it in Daily Caller. That was basically about it. And again, it's a scary thought when the House is moving to have perjury charges on Hillary. She's clearly been caught lying. The FBI is being blackmailed or Lord knows what, won't take action on admitted crime. Bill Clinton, in fact, we played this clip on Sunday, but can you guys cue it up? I want to play that first, where Bill Clinton says the FBI director's statement is full of bull. Hillary has been caught red-handed. The FBI director had to admit she'd been caught red-handed, but that he couldn't get prosecutors to go after her because of the way the case had been handled. Okay, whatever. You got Bill Clinton running on airplanes, meeting with the attorney general. Totally illegal. The attorney general should step down immediately. And this arrogant creature is now shooting his mouth off. We're going to get to this in a moment. I'm going to have a Don Salazar's article reposted to the front of Infowars.com. and I'm going to ask the Nightly News to cover this, and I'm going to hammer this all week long. If we get real hearings going and they move forward with perjury charges against her, this will bring her down. And people say, oh, well, it's an election. Don't try to foil it by sending her to jail. That'd be like saying if she was drunk driving and ran over a little kid in front of 20 people, and then she doesn't get charged because she's running for president. She has to be charged. And if the grand juries and the FBI and everybody else are too scared to do it, then Congress needs to do it, and right now. That's why I wanted to get Bob Barr, because he's the guy that moved forward. Say what you want about Bob Barr. He wasn't even Tea Party enough for the Tea Party. Bob Barr wasn't perfect, but when it came to the Second Amendment and going after criminals and going after Chinese spies and stuff, he's awesome. And he got cheated in Georgia, no doubt, the way they've gerrymandered that and the way that the Republican establishment tricked the Tea Party to go after him. And I'm not against who won. It's just very frustrating, because if you had a Bob Barr, he would be moving forward with this right now, and it would happen. But we are very, 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 very close right now. So I'm going to get to that in a moment. First off, I am doing a living defense cleanse right now from the smallest parasites up to the largest. It has dozens and dozens and dozens of ancient, known, from the wives' tales to science, herbs and plant extracts that are known to knock out parasites. That's why one of the chief ones is wormwood. Concentrated, organic, wildcrafted black walnut, green hull. Now, the Native Americans would take green hull black walnuts and soak them in water once a year, and everybody would drink it. As the medicine man said, get rid of the worms. I mean, it's known. This is the way to do it. Organic wormwood, clove bud. It just goes on and on. I'm not going to mention the, it's got to be 30-something ingredients in here. The reason this sells out for months and months, once for 6 months, is trying to source all of this and have each ingredient tested and try to have it at California standards, which everybody's heard about, are so high almost no one can pass it. That's why a lot of times you hear supplement ads and they say, not available in California. Because the lawyers got laws passed there where there's more lead in the air than you can have in supplements in California. And it is so hard to find batches of things that are that clean. So that's why some of these products we have, like DNA Force, or products like Living Defense, harmful organic cleansing, harmful organism cleansing dietary supplement, that's why it's so hard to keep these in stock. It will sell out by the end of the week. The good news is we should get more in by the end of the month. We're getting better on our supply pipeline. And it's your purchases of these products that makes this whole show possible. But I'm telling you, for my overall health, it's amazing. For my children, you name it. Dr. Group says you should probably do a cleanse twice a year. So you're talking about a bottle once a year for each person in your family. And it smells so good. It's got these amazing concentrated herbs in it, and it's just the energy, the stamina. It's not just that it's bad for the harmful organisms. It just does so much for you when you don't have, and most people have them, harmful organisms in your gut that are putting out toxins. That's a nice way of putting it. They're using the restroom in your guts. And it's linked to a lot of people's allergies, headaches. The list goes on and on. The point is, deworming yourself is pretty darn important. And I personally go the way of nature. And you've got all these third world populations pouring in, all the stuff that's happening. The least the Border Patrol should do when they let folks in that have all these different parasites and diseases would be give them something like this. But that product is now available at InfoWarsLife.com or by simply calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, before I go any further, we also have the Hillary for Prison shirts. We also have the Bill Clinton rape shirts. We also have a lot of other great nutraceuticals and supplements available at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsection for the nutraceuticals. We have the great Molon Labe shirts. And we have several new designs of those as well. We have the new Molon Labe Texas design that is just an amazing shirt. The fabric feels so good. It's all from America. The fabric, it's sewn in America. It's printed in America. And it's really hard to find a designer shirt like this for lower than $35 to $40. That's why at $22, it is such a steal. Three different designs of the Come and Take It / Molon Labe shirts. On the back, it has the Don't Tread on Me snake and InfoWars.com to help spread the word. Now, just a final caveat on the T-shirts. You witnessed what happened at the RNC with an ocean of folks wearing Hillary for prison shirts. That shook the system up. And all over the country, people are meeting like-minded people. It is showing your solidarity with liberty, and it's showing everybody how powerful InfoWars is because of the tens of millions of listeners we have. When tens of thousands of you go out at public events and at Hillary events or at Trump events, you are showing that this information really is the popular, dominant, truthful political cosmology of the Republic. And all we're doing is going back and restoring common sense values that made this nation the apple of the world's eye. The globalists can criticize America and cherry pick bad examples of things that happened here, and Lord knows they did. But no one can deny the fact that everybody wanted to come here, and we were the most inventive, the most hardworking, the most diverse culturally, and that we were something special. But the New World Order can't compete with the American system, so it wants to bring it down. While it uses the blood, sweat, and tears and ingenuity and smarts and toughness of this republic, what's left of it, to build its planetary corporate world government. And we're saying no. And the talking point that Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo, our maxim, comes from InfoWars. I have taken classic Americana, paleoconservative, classical liberal, Renaissance, 1776 ideas and simply put them out in a no-holds-barred, street fighter, brass-knuckled presentation. Because that's what it is. Soros has been caught in his own emails. Hell, he's proud of it, though. Financing the jihadi invasion and financing groups to go out in the media and target folks that are exposing the jihad invasion. He's the one getting laws passed in Europe and bragging about it to arrest people. He's the one working with Zuckerberg and Hillary and Obama to go after the free speech. This guy's a tyrant. And the answer to that is to get hardcore with these people and take the gloves off. Put the brass knuckles on, because they're taking a hatchet to us. Yes, it's extreme to say George Soros is a globalist criminal trying to overthrow the country. He admits it. He does it to countless other nations. And by countless, because it's ongoing in a whole bunch of countries right now. He's trying to overthrow, admittedly, more than 10 countries and bragging about it right now. He just runs around overthrowing everything. He's a Rothschild front man. It's all funny to these people. It's not funny to me. And I'm not going to see the Republic overthrown, our guns taken, families broken up, the tax situation set up where families are basically made obsolete with weaponized gangster culture media being spewed at everyone. All I'm doing is fighting back for my life. I understand our way of life and common sense and decency is under attack, and I'm not rolling over for it. What about you? Let me get to the really good news now that I started to mention. We now see Obama coming out in the last few weeks and saying, election fraud, what's that? But then a Stanford Research Institute comes out and says election fraud is massive. You stole the election from Bernie Sanders, Hillary. As CBS News comes out this week and says, yes, election fraud is just absolutely massive, a huge problem. CBS News. as we have former CBS reporter Cheryl Atkinson coming out and looking at all these big national polls, and she's putting out investigative reports proving their frauds. We have the Justice Department now that's not supposedly involved in elections saying they're going to be coming and monitoring the elections and monitoring the computers and, of course, hooking up to them in key battleground states to make sure everything runs right. Talk about a fox in the henhouse. And that's exactly what Roger Stone said on Monday. We got to get Stone on about this today or tomorrow. He said, I would be watching for the federal watchers who they deny are going to be there. Well, now they're going to be there. The same ones that made sure with the mainstream media to announce Bernie Sanders lost. Now, let's move to the big enchilada. They're panicking because, as I mentioned earlier, political science professor who's never been wrong with his algorithm in the last six elections, Trump has 87% chance of winning the election. This is USA Today. App maker, Trump will win election because they actually see who is in there by the hundreds of thousands of users a day and what they're clicking on and what they're supporting, and it's Trump, and they have the demographics to know, just like Amazon. With over a billion customers, ladies and gentlemen, 2 years ago said, we can already, with customers that are on our site every day, with our advantage customers, we can predict with a 99%+ accuracy what you're going to buy days or hours before you buy it. So we already have it packaged and waiting for you when you order it. Remember that? Type that in if you don't believe me, you're a new listener, because it sounds unbelievable. Amazon has your order ready before you order it and knows what you're going to order. Now, if they know that, they really know who is ahead. The whole system is against Trump because they know he's a populist. They're scared of him. They don't control him. And that ties into social media patterns show Trump is looking at a landslide victory. Again, those are just some of the articles the last few days. There's the Wall Street Journal. Amazon wants to ship your package before you buy it. And then they go into the fact that they can already do it. Again, 2 years ago. Boom. See, I have a memory. All of you could have a memory this good. But they train us not to have one. People hear me just spew all this info. They go, oh, that guy's making that up. How could he know all that and just spew it out? Because I live this. This is what I do. And Trump is smart to get the head of Breitbart to be his chief advisor now, because this is a street war. This is an internet war. Trump knows where to get advice, and I'm going to leave it right there. Okay, let's continue here to the big enchilada. Now, this is getting almost no attention. I want it red linked back to the front page of InfoWars.com. It went up yesterday. House Republicans pursue perjury charges against Hillary. Congressman pressed DOJ to act on evidence showing Hillary willfully lied during sworn testimony. Adan Salazar wrote the article. Members of the House Oversight Committee and Judiciary Committee are pointing out evidence taken directly from sworn testimony, which may lead to perjury charges against Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Republican Jason Chevitz and Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, if I pronounced that right, penned a letter to U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia presenting key evidence of information showing Clinton willfully lied during the October 22, 2015 interrogation regarding the Benghazi debacle, in which she also answered questions concerning her illegal private email server. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Hillary's statements false.
There was nothing marked classified on my emails, either sent or received. Nothing was marked classified at the time I sent or received it.
I think it's also important to say something about the marking of classified information. Only a very small number of the emails here containing classified information bore markings that indicated the presence of classified information. But even if information is not marked classified in an email, participants who know or should know that the subject matter is classified are still obligated to protect it.
But I'm asking how it was done. Did someone physically look at the 62,000 emails, or did you use search terms, date parameters? I want to know the specifics.
They did all of that. They also went through every single email.
Lawyers doing the sorting for Secretary Clinton in 2014 did not individually read the content of all of her emails as we did for those available to us. Instead, they relied on header information, and they used search terms to try to find all work-related emails among the reportedly more than 60,000 that were remaining on her system at the end of 2014. It's highly likely that their search missed some work-related emails and that we later found them, for example, in the mailboxes of other officials or in the Slack space of a server.
There were two servers?
No, there was a server.
Just one? And so there's only one server, is that what you're telling me? And this is the one server that the FBI has?
The FBI has the server that was used during the tenure of my State Department service.
Secretary Clinton used several different servers and administrators of those servers during her 4 years at the State Department. And she also used numerous mobile devices to send and to read email on that personal domain. As new servers and equipment were employed, older servers were taken out of service, stored, and decommissioned in various ways.
I provided the department, which has been providing you, with all of my work-related emails, all that I had.
The FBI also discovered several thousand work-related emails that were not among the group of 30,000 emails returned by Secretary Clinton to state in 2014. It's also likely that there are other work-related emails that they did not produce to state and that we did not find elsewhere and that are now gone because they deleted all emails they did not produce to state, and the lawyers then cleaned their devices in such a way as to preclude complete forensic recovery.
Oversight, the Government Reform Committee established in 1816, oversight.house.gov. So now we've got the House of Representatives so desperate, it's having to put out little three-minute blurbs showing where she lied. I mean, it came. She used to say she didn't have private email. Remember, the head of the EPA had to step down because she got caught doing that. They do this to get around FOIA and the Freedom of Information Act. They do this to keep stuff secret. They do this to commit crimes. That's why it's a crime, what she did. Just to have it separately is a crime. Then she would order them to cut the classified part off the top. Just altering a secret document is a felony. And then she lies to Congress and says she never sent or received secret documents, even though we have her ordering them to do so. And there's 30-something thousand of them missing. Lying, 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 lying. And now, we have the Republicans, the Judiciary Committee chairman, and others penning a letter to the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia presenting key pieces of information showing Clinton willfully lied during the October 22, 2015 investigation and interrogation. And they need to move forward with congressional hearings on the perjury. A representative for the Justice Department responded to the request August 2nd, this has been going on for weeks, saying they would take appropriate action as necessary. However, no timeline was offered. As they run the clock, you can't. It's Loretta Lynch. An accompanying video asks, where's Hillary Clinton's statement false? Were also recently uploaded to the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. We just played it from YouTube, comparing Clinton's testimony with statements FBI Director James Comey made. Well, forget what Comey said. He's telling the truth there. It's what is admitted in the emails and the fact that she changed her story over and over again. In their letter, the congressman pointed out Clinton misled Congress when she said she had not handled classified information. Secretary Clinton stated there was nothing marked classified on the emails either sent or received. The letter to the U.S. attorney reads, but Clinton's comments are contrast of FBI directors Comey's July 5th announcement, in which he said a very small number of emails contained classified information, and they bore the markings. They got lazy, indicating the presence of classified information. So the question is, where does this go? Retired Assistant FBI Director Stephen Pomerantz said a decision to pursue perjury charges, given the weight of the evidence, should take mere weeks. Yes, it's open and shut. You testify in court that you didn't steal your neighbor's red pickup truck on said day and that you were somewhere else, that you were, say, fishing in another county. He has surveillance footage, the court then is shown, of you stealing the red pickup. You don't just get convicted of grand theft auto. You get convicted of perjury. Open and shut. Open and shut. question is, will they now take action and do something about this? House Republicans pursue perjury charges against Clinton. They're not just trying to subpoena her again. They're not just calling it perjury. They have written letters weeks ago, we're just now learning about this, saying we want perjury charges. We have her open and shut. And senior FBI agents are coming out saying, yes, that is exactly what you have here. Open and shut perjury. Open and shut. Cut and dry. Caught red-handed. Meanwhile, though, Bill Clinton thinks it's all funny. Oh, you think it's illegal for me to go meet while I'm under criminal investigation for the foundation and for the emails? And my wife is. You think it's improper for me to go get on her airplane and meet with her for, what is it, 45 minutes or whatever? We just talked about sports. Then the next week, the FBI director came out and looked like he saw a ghost and said we'd done a lot of bad stuff and nobody would stand up against us. Well, you know what I have to say about him. Here's what I have to say about the FBI director.
First of all, when the FBI director, the FBI director said, when he testified before Congress, he had to amend his previous day's statement that she had never received any emails marked classified. They saw two little notes with a C on it. This is the biggest load of bull I ever heard, that were about telephone calls that she needed to make. And the State Department typically puts a little C on it to discourage people from discussing it in public in the event the Secretary of State, whoever it is, doesn't make a telephone call. Does that sound threatening to the national security to you?
I'd not have sex with that woman. Now, we did let Laura Allen Hughes transfer all of our ICBM technology to China in the mid-90s. We got paid handsomely for that. And does that sound bad for the national security? We have her ordering them in the emails. Imagine what she deleted, the 33,000. Ordering them to cut classified off the top of the document. And then he's at this church talking to his idiot followers. Talk about victims. Sitting there, his prey, perched up there like some evil bird, telling them that she didn't ever do anything to nobody. She never hurt anybody. She never did anything in national security, getting hundreds of millions from Gulf states, selling us out, $35 million to give the Russians one-fifth of our uranium. She never did nothing against the national security. You know who did? Donald Trump. That's right. Donald Trump. He's a bad man. And it goes on and on and on. Well, Stephen Bannon, the head of Breitbart, is now the head of the Trump campaign. And that means, as I said earlier, the brass knuckles are going on. And they're going to go all out. He's calling her a criminal, a racketeer, a foreign agent. I just love his tweets now. It is hardcore with 82 days to go. Get ready, baby. 82 days to go, and it is going to get hardcore. And now they've got something I want to cover when we come back. I thought about pulling a stunt just to show Michael Moore what it's like, but I'm not going to do it. You know, announce something like, you know, Michael Moore, you know, is really a Republican and you know, admits blah, blah, blah or something, but I'm not going to do that. There's this talking point from the last month that Trump's going to drop out and Trump's fake and Trump wants to do all these things. And Michael Moore has come out in an alternate article that's been put all over the news and said that, well, he's not going to say he has witnesses, but he does, that this is all fake so that Trump will get another TV job, as if Trump needs that. As if Trump's lost a bunch of TV jobs and a bunch of stuff over this. Hundreds of millions. It's just a total crap. Total crap out of the mouth of that demonic creature that is Michael Moore, who has six bodyguards, but you can't have a gun.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price. What gold or silver actually